Rich Cunnington.
Present.
Josie Donovan.
Present.
Holly Warren. Danny Snodgrass.
Here.
And Nate Tate. And myself, please lead your hand pledge.
I pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you guys don't mind, I'm gonna move public comments. One, we gotta do one thing, because Mark's gotta go to a meeting, so. We're gonna skip prior, approval of prior minutes until the next meeting. We're gonna skip down to discussion annexation of 315 Woodworth Drive, the Rogeri property. Noah?
Yes.
What are you guys looking for exactly with the board's wanting to know kind of where the zoning board stands as far as your annexation?
Yes, I told my wife it's inevitable, so we might as well try to jump feet first and get some benefits along the way. What we're looking for is we'd like to be part of the stick and leaf cleanup that the city does and have access to the dump facility here in town, which I don't think we legally don't currently have access to, but. And then also, we want to have the children at play signs repaired on our street, so that there's one on both directions. And then the speed limit signs, of course, to be repaired and ideally better enforced, because we've got small children. And then we also wanted to have the ability to hook into the city sewer. Right now, we don't have a sewer tap at our property. We have a septic, which we're fine with for now, but you know, if we're gonna be part of the city, we might as well try to be able to be part of the city. I mean, we've got city water, we just don't have city sewer right now. And then the big one, which I told her is not gonna happen and we can just table it, but we'd like to see some type of movement towards a walking path underneath the viaduct. I know that that's not gonna happen, but I at least want it to be on record that if we can get some ideas on how to make that happen in the future, that'd be great. We'd go forward in good faith on that with just a basic plan. And then lastly, I can't remember the phrasing, but if we're annexed in, we want to be grandfathered in without being subject to any subdivision codes and provisions and ordinances. I don't know.
So waive the subdivision.
Waive the subdivision
requirements.
Yeah, waive the subdivision requirements for our property.
Mark, would there be a time frame on that or anything?
Normally, what I would expect, and this may or may not be what you're thinking of, but normally, what you're wanting is you want the existing property as it sits to be grandfathered in under the ordinance.
Okay.
But down the road, if you were to put an addition on or change something on the property, anything new would have to comply with the new, with the then current ordinances, and that's what I would normally expect to see happen.
Okay. So like, at some point,
is that what you're thinking? What are you worried about?
Well, if we don't want to, like, you know, in 20 years, if we can put it in a sidewalk, that'd be fine. But like, if I want to put up a pole barn, I don't want to have to be as regulated as the rest of the folks, because I've got 3/4 acre and I'm backed up against farmland, and both my neighbors have between 2 and 5 acres. And so me having a pole barn, I don't feel like it should be a problem if I wanted to put a 40x60 pole barn in.
I think if you think you're wanting to do that, you want to front load that and have us put it in this agreement.
Okay. I'd be fine with that.
That would give you protection. It's just on something this small, it wouldn't make sense from the village standpoint to somehow give you carte blanche on the property.
Yeah.
And even if it was huge, you know, even if we had a big factory coming in and want to do something exotic, we'd still have to define what they wanted before we could agree to it.
That's fine, that's the main thing, is, you know, we still wanna do, we wanna be able to do something like that, I still wanna be able to, you know, we've got a berm and I still wanna be able to shoot at least bow and arrows at my house, you know, stuff like that. I don't have to shoot shotgun or handgun, I got plenty of friends with plenty of property, but it's probably not a good idea with the trailer park right behind us anyway. Shotgun would be fine, but, yeah.
Did you have any questions?
Well, a lot of it's got to do with, I guess, by asking the maintenance, you know, for the sewer.
Well, I know that Woodward Trucking is on city water and city sewer, and so they have.
The sanitary out there?
Yeah, I mean, they're part of the city, so they should be.
Yeah, but they're, didn't go quite out to your place.
Yeah, I'm not sure, I know that their main office is further down on Woodworth than we are.
Yeah.
You know what you could do, which would avoid people having surprises down the road, is ask the mayor if you can't just have the engineers just tell us exactly where it is and what it would take to hook it up and roughly how much, and roughly how much it would be.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've got enough institutional knowledge on staff to be able to do it, and we might need to just have an engineer do it for us. That'll cost money, so you have to talk to Rob, see if that's possible, but that would avoid surprises.
Okay.
Like I say, if it's right there, I mean, I don't see an issue, you know, if you have to run a certain distance.
Yeah, I mean, I know down the line, you're wanting to annex everybody on that street, and there's at least 4 or 5 houses.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, eventually they'll all have to get sewer anyway, so it might just be the first step, I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, we've got to talk with the engineer and see what the, where it's at and what the cost is as far as the stick cleanup, I don't know, and talk to go through maintenance to see if they're, is that?
I mean, we burn at our place, I don't know if we can retain that right too.
Was that township?
I think township.
But I'd hate to lose that.
Does, but I can find out for sure.
I'm not too sure what.
Hey Wade.
Can you retain it for 5 years?
What's that, sorry?
We burn at our property, like brush and other stuff, and so we wanna still be able to do that. I don't know if, what, to what extent that means, we have a campfire pit and we have a bonfire arena, so for burning large brush, but I don't know, that would be a concern as well. Just wanna be able to keep doing that, for as long as there's no development around us, I would think.
And that is one thing that we would like to see, is a development south.
Yeah, once there's a developed south, you know, we don't have to have a giant bonfire arena anymore, but until then, I'd like to be able to use my property as I'm using it now.
Mark, what's our next step?
I've jotted this down, if everybody's comfortable with kind of what was said, I'll just put it in writing, we'll stick it on an agenda at a board meeting, you'll get a copy of it, you guys, in case you have, if I screwed something up, you could bring it up, and you can have a copy, and then they could get talked about at a board meeting, or it could either be voted on right then and there, or could be tweaked, and if there's something we're all missing, we'll go back and look at it and come back another meeting. So, I mean, it can go as quick or slow as they want, but on my end, it's fairly easy. That said, can you email me a copy of your deed or title work or whatever you've got?
I've got a giant folder, so I probably could.
A giant folder, yeah, even if it's a copy, photocopy of the mortgage.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a deed, it could be a mortgage, anything with a legal description on it.
Yeah.
And I would normally be able to give you a business card, but I'm going to give you better than that. I'm going to give you a little piece of paper.
I do
my
email business card, too. How about that?
I'm not big league enough to have my own business card. Oh, okay. All right, I'll email you.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Because as far as signage would be, that would be if it's not the village property, I mean, the village street.
The north half.
What's that?
Unless it's not, I mean, maybe go a certain distance and.
Rob would know, and if he doesn't, I can get a hold of Brad at the township, and he can tell me.
So that would be up to the township or village as far as signage.
I've got to call Brad tomorrow, so I'll ask him when I call him. I've got some stuff to talk to him about.
village president on Monday, and he suggested, with what, our plan is to try to, redevelop the Tolan Square we were talking about last week, to come to the meeting with people, next week on, is it Monday nights?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
He said, am I too quiet?
Yeah.
You probably, there's a mic right there.
There's a mic, she's here from.
Well, she's here off the laptop.
So, the village president suggested that we go to the meeting, next week with people that were at you all's meeting last week, bring all those people and bring it back up and have something prepared that, does, you know, gives the opportunity for the board to take something home that's, says what we're looking for in the early stage, and that's to sell the parking lot to Mr. Roberts, come up with some sort of a generic contract that that could be done, so, it eliminates a lot of headache for the village in terms of getting engineering and stuff like that. Mark can do it, cause it'd be private property, and then the contract would, you know, suggest that he's donating back to the village of Tolono, as soon as the project's ready to go, and then the village of Tolono would take care of it. It, and his point was that would speed up the process in, just getting it tabled for, till the next meeting, and then bring people back again at the next meeting and ask them to vote on it, don't let them table it, so. He said, but if you come with some sort of a generic contract, maybe we can get that, the footprint, the seed, the park, ball rolling really quickly, so.
Mark, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm sure Mark would have to be involved with all that.
Yeah, I think that could work.
Just a generic.
I got a one pager.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as, is it something where it's, he would donate it back to the village?
He would get to do the work, hire who, he would get to hire who he wanted without having a bunch of engineering and stuff, because it wouldn't belong to the village anymore, it'd be private property. Sell it to him for a dollar or $10 or whatever.
Okay, Mark, you know what we're talking about, right?
Where is this?
The municipal parking lot, just right down the street here, the big gravel lot.
On the north side?
He wasn't at our meeting, so do you wanna kinda fill him in?
Alright, I was, for some reason, I was thinking this was something on Route 45, so probably a good distinction to make for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you wanna kinda fill him in?
Yeah, I know which parking lot that is, alright.
So.
And you're an adjacent property owner to the?
No, Mark Roberts, grew up in Tolono, moved to Urbana, he's,
I went to high school with him, so I know him.
So you know who he is.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, he has, already, promised in writing to donate $100,000.
Yeah.
To prepare a, an outdoor theater setting with stage and, you know, a place for people to gather and, you know, have whatever, sales and this, that, and the other thing, and he's, so the village, if, you know, obviously they would have to have a designs and stuff like that, but, Rob said that if we could sell it to Mark for a dollar, which would, probably wouldn't be voted on next week, but if we prepared some sort of a contract that would say that we're gonna sell it to Mark Roberts for a dollar, he's gonna come up with some drawings that they would approve, the village board would approve, and then they would, that would be part of the contract, that they would sell it to him for a dollar, was, you know, and he does not wanna own it, he wants to donate it back after he's dumped his $100,000 in it and made this lovely place.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that, we can do that. The most straightforward way to do it is if we kinda have the plans done up front. Another way we could do it is we could, sell it but retain an option to purchase. So if things weren't going the way we were wanting to, then we could buy it back.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well, Mark was completely fine, he said, whatever it takes to do it.
Now, if he's wanting to get some tax benefit from what he's doing.
Pardon me?
If he wants to get tax benefit for what he's doing, he's, I mean, he's gotta talk to his own people about it, but,
Don't sound like he's interested in that, though.
Yeah, you're talking about for a write-off for a donation, you mean, or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be too worried about that, he just told me that, I don't, you know, I misunderstood him at one point, I thought he wanted to own this, he was wanting them to give it to him. And when he said that, all he means is give it to me so we can build this park, and then you guys can buy.
And his worry is if he gives us the money and we do it, it's gonna cost too much to do it.
Right.
He could do better and cheaper.
And the process will take longer if the city does it than if.
Correct.
Prevailing wage and whatnot.
Prevailing wage, to put stuff up, red, and everything else.
I didn't wanna mention prevailing wage, so I'm glad somebody else.
He just wants to do something good for the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's the parking lot across from the town hall building?
He wants to build it.
Parking lot across from the library.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought, I said, bless him.
In honor of Mary Ellen Page, is what he was, wanting to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can write something up, I mean, I think that if we.
Does it have to be sold to him, or can he, I mean, or can be just an agreement that if he comes up with plans, and then they will, I mean.
They might be able to, he might be able to put it under purchase agreement.
Right, something for that.
And then, the city give him the rights to.
Well. No, I'm thinking about, you guys remember when the Beckman Center was built? A lot of us can remember that.
Yeah.
Arnold Beckman made, instead of making the gift to the U of I of money, made the gift of building the building. And he, so that's how they got around that, he could control the contractors and the U of I didn't control it. And maybe what we could do is something like that, and I just would wanna make sure that that didn't somehow trigger prevailing wage, but as long as, we'd have to look at that, otherwise the other way around it is just to give the property and then get it back.
Okay.
So I'll have to think about that to firm up what the answer would be, but.
Is that possible, have something generic like that made out that would work with what you're suggesting, and then provide that by next Tuesday night to the village board members? So that they can take it home and then the following meeting vote on it, because Mark is, he said he knows it's a short timeline, but he would like to see, you know, if at all possible, have this thing done by sometime during the summer.
Well, if Mark Roberts says he wants it for Tuesday night, that's all we need to know.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll do my best to get it figured out.
Cool, thank you.
Now, can somebody, do we have anything that tells me what the legal of that property is?
I don't know if it's legal, but I do have a plat map in here, you want something like that?
I need to own that.
Well, there's probably a PIN number tied to it.
I'm looking at the county website.
I think the only question I had, and this is just off the cuff us talking about Tolono, is, if he wanted to do something by the summer, we all love Tolono, we all want to move on with this, are we going to be efficient enough to have some kind of plan to work around that? I mean, or is he just going to put the building out there and we're going to have to figure out how to work around that? I
well,
mean,
nothing that we do is going to be fast enough.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're.
So whatever we do as a city,
I mean, I want him
to
do.
Kind of around that and make it a focal point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's fantastic. I think everything's fantastic. I'm not being
we've looked at all that.
Debbie Downer on anything.
That well, yeah, no, I know. I understand what you're saying. Is like, would you still be able to put the building up around that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. That's cool.
They need to just combine the two.
Right, but yeah, I think
we feel pretty confident on somebody we're talking to Friday morning that.
I think they're on two parcels.
I've already got a sort of an engineer's. Estimate on what it would take to wipe the block off too.
Yeah, that you know, that's what we'd like to do, but I don't. Okay, now here's a question for you guys, because I know you guys are a step or two ahead of us. I mean, I'd love to see downtown, but you guys are doing good. Does what building he's putting out there, is that work into you guys' plans? And I'm not saying we're all gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I don't know what his plans are. Really, but I don't know if he wants to. Incorporate something where you can add it on to later, like if something would happen, like a DFW building or something where
retail condos on the main level.
continue or maybe do something else or something?
I'm not sure, it's about 7,500 square feet, and I'm not sure it's large enough, so,
But with an option, though, maybe, there's ability to add on to it later or something, or, yeah.
There's a, you know, one side or the other, I'm not sure he's kinda, considering, but it may be 7,500 square feet is large enough. Leave it there for a minute.
Right. Not knowing what's gonna go on, you know.
Park, there's actually two parcels there.
There's a parking lot.
I guess my other question too is, he's put a jetpack on this whole plan, and that's fantastic. I mean, he's shooting us to the.
The only part that Mark cares about is the park.
Well.
That got me fired up on the rest of it.
Yeah, but that's my question for it, is if, let's say this jetpack's right out there, and that's fantastic, we need to get rolling. What happens if the rest of it sits still for 3 years? I mean, would he be unhappy? Would he be unhappy or?
No, he wasn't even, he had no idea that I was even thinking about the rest of the project.
I see, well, see, he'd be disappointed. I put up this brand new building, and then there's still all these, you know, things that I was like.
That wasn't even any part of the consideration. I threw that on top of his seed.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
So Mark's gonna look at that, at the properties, I gave him both the PIN numbers. There's actually two parcels there. There's the gravel lot. And then just to the east, there's a little grass strip next to Denny's buildings. So, I mean, I'll be both of them.
Yeah, no, it would have to be both.
Right, so.
It's, if I'm not mistaken, it's 75 feet wide, is that what you're seeing?
The strip, the whole parking lot?
Yeah, the part the city owns.
Like the whole store there.
That whole thing's bigger than 75 feet, isn't it?
75, but there's 100 foot with that extra, with that other little lot.
Oh, so there's 100 feet, okay.
It'll be 75, and then 25 will be on.
Okay, I missed that on the, to the east, you're saying.
There's this little sliver, here's where that little barber shop used to be. This is that grass.
Well, then the hardware store probably used to be right over there too. Remember the hardware store was right down there?
I was just always focused on the west side. I didn't know, so that makes it 10,000 square feet then.
But that's, yeah, makes it depend on drainage stuff there too, that's kind of where it starts.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be more drainage, yeah, so, yeah, that's kind of see.
So is that all you guys got for right now?
I think so, yeah.
Awesome. I'm excited about it, so.
Yeah, we are too.
And then we're gonna talk some more about downtown here in just a few, so.
Cool.
Alright.
Stick around, if that's alright.
You wanna stay off?
Yeah, you guys can stick around, sure. Mark, I think that was all.
I'm outta here.
You're out.
Tell Mark Roberts that the village lawyer has an iPhone 8, and he's already been utilizing it to look at the answers. That's how quick we move.
Is you in school at the same time as Mark?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yep.
Alright, so moving on. Presentation from, Chemet County Regional Planning Commission about the downtown improvement plan. We have Ashley McLaughlin with us. Can you hear me alright?
Hear me.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Great.
I don't have a cord.
Am I able to share my presentation, or am I just on a little laptop?
If you're on a laptop, but you can, I'll move it over here where everybody can see it.
Okay.
He just pulled it up higher.
I'll let you go over there, Mark.
Oh, could I get permission to share my screen?
Every group's gonna have a troublemaker.
Yeah. Hey Jamie, you're the brains. I'm sure this.
I was gonna say, I've got the spot grass. Troublemaker.
Alright, you should be able to now.
Oh, never mind, I'll ask you in a minute.
Okay, let me know when you can see, just the white screen there.
Yep, we can, I'm trying to make it bigger there. Alright, go ahead.
Great, well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to hear from you, what we already committed to create, some of you have had a chance to look at it. And feel free to stop me if you have questions at one that I'll be talking about that we're proposing for you all. So, just to give you an overview, our general proposal, as we understand it, is to work with the village to produce a plan that provides inspiring, realistic, and achievable improvement priorities for downtown Tolono and its surroundings. So, you know, with consideration for the rules and expectations you have in place, the main goal is to identify some sort of shared vision for the future. And we're basing this work on just a series of community engagement activities. So this whole plan is like a particular phase of a larger plan that we just kind of pulled out for the specific purpose of your goals for downtown. So we have five proposed phases. The first one would be an initial meeting. I'm just going to walk through each of these and give you a general sense of what would be involved. So our initial meeting and preliminary review of materials would essentially just be for our staff. We imagine having two people working on this from RPC, that we would meet with whoever you all deem as the project advisors. So we would want to meet with this group periodically throughout the process to kind of go over different, you know, work products as the plan progresses. We'd also want to know, you know, kind of what's relevant for us to know about the village that we might not have access to online. And then we'd want to discuss the target audiences for engagement. So we do want to base this all around a series of public engagement activities. And so we want to be able to define who that is. If we want to have different activities that are all open to the public, or if we also want to make sure and target specific groups. And that could be whoever you define. It could be employers, it could be youth, you know, whoever you think might be particularly interested or relevant to this visioning process. And then we'd also discuss some potential engagement activities. So that first meeting would just be making sure everyone's on the same page and has the same set of expectations. Second, we would pull together some existing conditions data and then start preparing for the engagement activities. So this would involve collecting census data, land use data, information about your economy, kind of anything we think provides kind of a baseline knowledge about Tolono and the downtown area. So at this stage, we'd also want to kind of hone in on who exactly we'll be targeting for engagement and what those activities will be so that we can start advertising, scheduling, you know, getting advice from different parties or whatever we need to do to get ready for those engagement activities. So once we have all that kind of sorted, we would review that information with our project advisors at the village just to make sure, you know, all of that data and the infographics and everything made sense before we presented them then to the public in our engagement activities. So the third stage being the actual engagement. So we're envisioning maybe four different activities depending on, you know, who we define as the audience. And they could take a variety of forms. So, you know, currently we are a little bit limited because of, you know, public health, but we could do, and we have experience doing online meetings and forums for something like that. And we imagine we'd want to do at least one. We'd like to utilize our graphic recording process if that sounded appealing. So I'm just going to show you a close-up of this image here. I mean, even so, I'm not sure how much detail you can see from where you're at, but this is a process where we have a bunch of people in the room, and we propose, you know, we kind of offer out a series of questions, or maybe one big overarching question, and we have the audience just kind of discuss and, you know, pose questions, pose ideas, and then we have a graphic recorder there who's actually drawing, you know, the ideas as people are discussing them. And we found that this is effective for a couple reasons. One, people, you know, like it. It's a little bit more engaging than just having a conversation. Two, it's nice for the audience to be able to kind of visually remember what all is being said and maybe make some connections between different ideas. And three, it provides just a nice record of the activity so that, you know, the next day and the next month and the next year, you kind of remember what all was said and what the context was and who was there and why the conversation went this way or that way. So that's one particular strategy we have found effective in the past, and that can happen online. individual interviews, depending on what, you know, what depth of feedback you're looking for, from, you know, different types of stakeholders. So we can talk about different ideas there and what we think makes the most sense for your target audience. So then the next stage would be, after we've gotten a bunch of input from, you know, administration, the public, whoever these audience, target audiences are, then we would develop some goals and objectives and strategies for the future. So over here, this is just a little example of, you know, we would summarize the activities and try to categorize themes that emerge from the different activities. And then from there, work with the, you know, whoever the project advisors are at the village to come up with some overarching goals and objectives. We do this for every plan, and this helps kind of formalize the ideas, but also offers some more in-depth conversation about what types of strategies can actually get you to your objectives and who might be able to help with each, you know, different idea. And then lastly, once we have a good sense of the goals, objectives, and strategies, we would compile the final plan. So that would essentially include any materials we reviewed, the public input activities, some documentation about that, the data we collected as like the baseline data about the village, and then of course the goals, objectives, and strategies would be detailed and documented in some sort of document, whether you want that to be digital or paper. And then we can talk, we can go through, you know, we'll establish with you some sort of review process where the project advisors can review it, and then talk about, you know, what type of approval you want to see, if you want us to present to the board or different groups before finalizing the plan. So that's kind of an overview. And then last, I just threw in, you know, a proposed timeline. This is maybe a little bit conservative. Some of these activities could go faster, you know, just depending on how long it takes to advertise and get people engaged in the process, and then how long it takes to summarize everything. But conservatively, we think it's realistic to do this in 6 months or less. And that is all I have. That's just, like I said, a summary of what I sent, kind of a general overview. And I'd be happy to answer any questions or talk a little bit more about any of those steps that maybe didn't make sense.
When you talk about people who are identified that can help us throughout this process, you just mean in generalities. You're not talking about being able to help us identify specific people. Just along the line, just throughout the process, you talked about at some point identifying people that can help us with, yeah, different parts of the plan and engaging it and bringing it to fruition. Are you talking about helping identify people specifically, or helping identify, like, in generalities, like this type of person or this type of contractor?
Oh, in terms of implementing the plan?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would really depend on what you saw as relevant at this time. So, for instance, often when we come up with goals and objectives and strategies, we try to get as detailed as possible, but every plan is different. So this can be as general or as specific as you find useful. So this one, I took these just from the Village of Savoy's comprehensive plan, because it was a recent plan, but we developed, I would say, 8 to 10 overarching goals, and then each of those goals had objectives and performance measures to help them, you know, make progress toward the objectives, specific strategies, different steps they could take, and then actual, you know, either individuals or agencies or maybe contractors that might be useful at every step. Not every plan is that detailed, but it just depends. It just depends on what you think would be useful for you and how far or in depth we get with these objectives and goals with the input we get. It's really, it'll be driven, you know, by you as much as by us. Does it answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
So one question that I have is the price that's on the email that you sent me with the brief on it, would that just be for the downtown area, or could we include the 45 corridor? Because one thing we're looking at, we want to do the downtown area first. That's what everybody seems to be focusing on right now, but we don't want to forget about Route 45. Now, I know there's some state issues there that we have to work through as far as easements and what can be there, what can't be there. But does this include Route 45 as well, or would that be above and beyond the scope of what you already sent?
Well, that's a good question. So what I sent you in my mind was just the downtown.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it can't include Route 45. So it'll just be a matter of how we want to frame, you know, the outreach activities and the audiences. You know, once we have a chance to discuss it, if you feel like, well, maybe we just have, you know, two engagement activities focused on downtown and two for 40, you know, Route 45. We could theoretically do that, or we could, you know, we could add a couple engagement activities if we don't think, you know, that would, you know, four would be sufficient. It kind of depends. I mean, for the, I would say for the audience and the general public, it's probably more effective to focus on one topic at a time. But, you know, it depends how connected they are. I'm, you know, I couldn't say at the moment whether we could theoretically just combine that conversation in an event, or if you'd really want to make sure to have kind of distinct input sessions for each of those areas.
So where my train of thought goes to is 45 is how they get to downtown.
Sure.
So, and that's one thing that, yeah, we have some business owners up there that are very interested in making it better, you know, along that corridor.
Okay.
So, and I know the board's going to ask this when I present to them next week, about how much more do you think it would be cost-wise to add 45 to that? And if you can't answer that now, you could always email that to me, and then I could share it out to the zoning board as well.
Sure. So, to me, superficially, it sounds like 45 might be a slightly different scope in the sense that you might want more more technical analyses about traffic volumes, maybe safety issues, land use concerns, you know, right-of-way questions in terms of the state and the local municipality or other private landowners. We have done corridor studies in the past. I mean, we're actually doing a couple at this time, and it is kind of a different degree of technicality. So what I've proposed here for downtown is much more of kind of a general visioning based on public input, but something more targeted to 45, I imagine, would probably be a more technical study. And I couldn't tell you cost off the top of my head, but I could tell you that it would involve some engineering staff, which are a little bit more expensive than planning staff. But again, we can kind of, we can figure out a scope that makes sense for you if that's something that's important to either combine with this process or do separately after the fact, or, you know, if you want to do it concurrently or separately, we can talk more about that for sure.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't mind, if you could email me that, and then that way I can have that when I speak to the board next week.
And what would be the boundaries of that, would you say? How far north do you imagine that would need to go? Just to the village limits or
900,
further?
Probably
all the way up to 900. Well, so the way I see it is there's three different business districts. You have down here, then you have the 45 corridor, and then 900 where the industrial is. That's kind of the way I vision it. So, and that's kind of its own beast up there. So I would think just up to just the car wash,
I would think,
and then down to Naverville.
Yeah. With the village itself right now, we can start expanding, then we can.
And I think we do need to add.
Down to what was that?
Down to Neverman Flooring.
Okay.
Which goes to the very south edge of town, just under the, just south of the railroad tracks. They definitely need to be included in this as well.
Okay, and so for that in particular, you are, what is the main goal there? Is it more of like a flow type of study, like connectivity, or are you thinking about specific improvements?
Getting people to stop.
Right. And you know, one thing too is,
or turn off a 45.
What can the village do to help the business owners there to beautify it a little bit?
I can say beautify is what I'm.
Yeah.
And because I mean, when you come down through there, I mean, there's, you know, you have the there's a couple of old buildings that was like an old gas station back in the day that someone is renting out as a, you know, residence right now. It doesn't look the greatest. So let's, what options does the village have to help some of these property owners out? Or, you know, that, putting it nicely, that's kind of the way, you know.
Yeah, just kind of see what the possibility for businesses there along the open.
Highest and best use.
Yeah, the best use for it, yeah. And, yeah.
And what businesses would we want to come down to the 45 corridor and downtown? I think that's another.
What businesses even go to towns our size outside of a Casey's and a Dollar General, you know?
And how many people can we get out of Deer Path to come south? Because, I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of people that don't know what we have downtown, like Jack's and, you know, stuff like that. Because they just come into Deer Path and there they are, they're home. So, in order, and that's one thing, too, is we're going to discuss tonight is some more signage for businesses, but that's different. But,
okay.
Yeah, that's kind of, do you guys have any other questions or? You guys have anything for them? Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to getting the email and we'll.
I mean, I would just say that I think the idea would be we'd want you to work on both of these concepts concurrently, but keep them distinctly different. You know, don't roll them together. But if we're going to be paying you, I'd rather pay you once because it takes a lot to get to this point. Than in trying to do it again. Well, we just paid for a study. What are you talking about? Yeah, and it might be cheaper to do them concurrently than it would be to do them separately because you've already got staff assigned to the project.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, well, that's good to know. I can pull together some more information and send it to you then. And yeah, you can continue to email me if you have any other questions or ideas or, you know, more framework for that.
Thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good evening.
You too.
I got a question for you. If you see the ATM on 45,
mm-hmm.
Who takes care of that driveway?
I'm sure Busey's supposed to. I know it's what. Is that Denny Davis's property? Probably.
Yeah.
I think they pay him rent every month.
Okay, because my goodness.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
So no, I just was
just throw some road pack in there, you know, concrete
yeah.
Seconds.
Yeah, right. I mean,
they
just
do. When it goes up, it don't last very long.
Yeah, no,
oh,
it
really?
Don't. It don't last very long at all.
Oh really?
No, I just was wondering if who took care of that. So
I would imagine it's Busey's responsibility, but I think it is Denny's property.
Route 45 study, don't it?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and move forward on the agenda. Discussion of the meeting that was held on January 6th. I think it went really well. What do you guys think?
Oh, knocked it out of the park. I know, it's fantastic.
You just keep the ball moving, you know. I think we're getting some traction, and we need to keep having meetings. I think that Mr. Roberts, that's going to be an amazing thing to get the rest of Tolono. It gives us a reason to it gives us a reason to do something. It gives us a push. Like, hey, this is going to be done by August. We need to at least be starting.
So that's one thing that I want to discuss with the board next week is moving forward. It just seems like everything kind of gets brakes put on, seems like, with different stuff here in the village. And I don't think this needs to have brakes. I think they need to be off and it needs to go forward and whatever we need to do to make it work. I think we can have a great little town and a spot that people want to come to.
I think the village people that were there, they were really, yeah, I think they were excited about it. Sounds
yep.
Like they were trying to keep it pushing along too. So
my feelings are is that we do have support of the board,
yeah.
But that will change in April. I don't know who's on that ballot or whatnot, but we're going to lose some and gain some. So I want to get that momentum started so it's already there when they come on so it keeps. keeps going forward instead of waiting and then it just kind of dying and being put off to the side.
I would think whoever comes on is, who wouldn't want downtown to be better?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even if you're on the board or whatever.
Well, two questions I had. It was, on your, any of your drawings or when you thought about it, I've been brainstorming, just trying to get any amount of land or any space, extra space. Did you guys ever think about making every road one way? Now, I know that's inconvenient for some people, but if you made it one way, one way, one way, and one way, I mean, you'd gain half a road. And I mean, you could even maybe use some parking spots on one of those, the other side of the lane. So I'm just trying to think of, I mean, that might be unique. Well, is that something Tolano would even go for?
I would think the studies would be able to,
That might be a unique idea where we can get another 10, 20.
Something simpler would.
Post office, you go one,
library.
One, and then, well, this could be still, but this could still be two way right here, but maybe even in front of the bank be one way that way. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that might be hard to do.
I just trying to, if you gain 20 feet around, if you know it's, you to get out of town, you gotta go that.
That hadn't crossed my mind.
Yeah, because even like the inside lane, you could almost use for parking spots like this or something.
Tuscola has one block in their downtown that's one way.
See, that's just what this would be. It'd just be
one
way. One
block, and nobody, it's not that big a deal.
I think they'd get used to it, but.
Yeah.
And just, that you might gain what you could possibly gain, 20 feet all the way around. You know,
decide which way you want the one way. You know, if you want it coming in from 45, because that's where the most of the traffic will be coming in from, or if it's people coming in from the backside. But.
Yeah.
Al and I, every time we talk, something like that comes up, and it's like, wait a minute, that's out of our wheelhouse. Give it to the developer.
Yeah, and it is. I was just spitballing.
We've done the same thing.
Yeah.
And Al brought up, making the alley one way so there could be diagonal parking, go through there one way, and then the alley can be 60 feet wide, and you don't lose that much ground on the property. And then there's a lot of parking.
And if you're talking about redeveloping the whole block, my suggestion would be just have the city donate or absorb the alley into the property so that you get that extra space for development.
I like that too.
Actually, from the grass strip east, that's already vacated. So there really is technically no alley there. It's already to the center of the alley,
right?
Property line.
And Denny or somebody mentioned that maybe putting up some apartments down there with maybe even older people or something like that. I don't know about. I mean that's in step 20. I said, but would you want to do that with a band play sitting right there?
It wouldn't have to be a lot. It'd only be like 15 or 20 units.
Right.
Yeah.
And there would be an elevator, and they would all be on the second and third floor.
No, I know, but with a little band, there could be some bands, would they complain about that? That's all.
I mean, that just has to do with engineering of the building, with soundproofing. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
they can't take the hearing
aids
out.
What were some of your guys' biggest takeaways from that meeting?
The city was jumped into it both feet first. I mean, they I think that was great. Great.
I think a lot of good ideas, a lot of different options.
My biggest concern.
The only thing is we're talking about private property.
Right.
And so, all the plans in the world are great, but if you can't get the owners to do something or work with them to do something, that's, it's like,
you gotta
keep them
that's
in the loop and motivated and give them some incentives or somehow. But, that can come down to the village.
That's my biggest takeaway and concern as well, is that one, if we do this in any degree, there's going to be business owners and property owners that theoretically are going to get displaced for anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. And so finding them alternative locations to run their business in the meantime for a reasonable replacement cost, and B, if they want to retain rights to their property, for the future development, working that into the plan so that they own a retail condo or something on the main level going forward.
Right.
The whole idea is to get businesses and people downtown, so we don't want to kick them out and not let them come back.
They're the heart and soul of the town. They're the ones taking the risk of opening business. You guys know, you've been in business. And Yeah, you just, you know.
I know there was some talk about, you know, the memories, the historical value, or, you know, the sentimental value, however you wanna say it. And you can take the fronts of the buildings off, put the fronts back on. You know, you still got a new building, but, I mean, Champaign County Courthouse did that, you know, they took all the bricks off and stored them, and put them all back, and built the tower back up again.
Yeah, and I'm working on a project.
Wouldn't be that much money, but I mean, you know.
I can't remember, I've got it written down, Wilton or Witten, Iowa, MSA actually did their improvement plan, and they did just that. They took some of the older buildings, and they recreated the facades on some of them.
Yeah.
And they completely gutted them with the money that they did. And the way they did it was, they got a $500,000 grant, which MSA already retains a grant writer, and we'll talk more about that here in a minute. They got a $500,000 grant, then the business owners put in $250,000, which I don't know if that would be an option here or not. And then the village put up another $250,000, so they had $1 million in a pool that they used for that. And then what was left over, they created a not-for-profit organization, that helps with, low-income housing. And all that money, that property is tax-free to the village, but they get the income from that housing development. So it was kind of an interesting way that they built their village up. And it's an amazing little place, cause it was just like Tolono, it was just kinda dying away, and then now it's back.
What's their population, do you know?
It's around the same thing as here, it's around 4,000.
Gotcha.
So.
What is ours right now?
It was like 33, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think somewhere around there, around 35-ish, maybe a little more. I heard 1,800 homes, but don't quote me on that, not later. That was a number that I heard a year ago. So, but, yeah, I think we're on a good start to that, so. The next step, as we said at the meeting, was deciding, on consultant to start this. And I wanna try to get this kinda nailed down tonight, so that when I go to the board next week, they can vote on it and get the money set aside for it, and go ahead and tell them to start. So when we look at, Regional Planning Commission and MSA, just like Jamie said, MSA already has, the improvements would be limited to the village right-of-way streets and streetscapes in both the downtown and Route 45 corridors, but would have indirect impacts for private businesses and landowners. RBC was gonna be more, I'll have that email, that price in it later. The proposed lump sum fee for MSA was $8,500. And the total cost estimate, and there's a big difference between lump sum flat fee and estimate, is $7,800 for Regional Planning Commission. Now, I've looked at some of their documents, and they're really good. They're very thought out. I mean, there's some that are this thick. Village of Savoy's strategic plan is very detailed, very in-depth. There's a lot of redundancy, too, I noticed. I believe they did St. Joe's as well. I've looked at it. Very thorough. I know it, a lot of good data. Where I think they lack is the technical aspect of it, where MSA kind of dives into the technical and the engineering a little more. And I've spoken with a couple people who have worked with MSA in the past on these, and I actually talked to the superintendent, in Iowa. He said they were great. They had people that came in, and they did renderings of what it could be, and the committees they put together were just very well thought out. So, no.
So my thoughts about the two are, I think, a similar vein. The one that we heard tonight is very familiar with our community and the surrounding communities, almost in my mind to a detriment to our community, because they might just typecast us and put us in a shoebox and say, this is Tolono, let's work around that. And that's not what we want, in my opinion. I think we're wanting to reinvent ourselves, and someone like MSA, who is more of a nationally recognized company, or at least in the Midwest, is able to go into a town like ours, see it for what it not only is, but what it could be despite what's around it.
Oh, just so it's on record, Noah Ruggieri is here on a consulting basis. but not necessarily as part as the zoning board, but, sorry, I also have to make sure you said that.
MSA also.
Consulting fees are higher.
Ordinances, correct?
Yes, they do, MSA did.
They're kind of familiar with that aspect of everything too, I mean, we've been discussing with them before too, so. And that's a plus.
Now, one thing that I did notice during that project was, we had some turnover with who was working on it.
Yeah, we did.
And I think that may have caused a few issues with our, with the final.
Some of those.
Yep, with the final product.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that wouldn't happen again, because this is, I know that's our village ordinances, you know, kind of what we go by, but this is more of a, what we're gonna become. And I'm gonna stop saying what we could become, and I'm gonna keep saying what we're going to become. Because that's what I wholeheartedly feel it's gonna be. So, Rich, you have any thoughts on?
No, I think, oh, I would go with you guys, I mean, if you guys trust the second one, I trust you guys.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
And like you said, the other one's an estimate, it didn't include Route 45 either.
True.
So it's probably gonna go above.
Probably depends on, yeah, well, how much more that's gonna be.
It's gonna be more than $700.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, if it's a whole lot, I mean, if it's within.
I think that it would be, at least a couple thousand.
Yeah.
If not.
If not more.
If not four.
Yeah.
If I win Powerball tonight, I'll take her.
Cool, Josie.
So, I'll even take her downtown, so.
What are your thoughts, you're being awfully quiet.
$500 million? I think I can do something down here. What do you guys think?
So, I think Noah makes a good point, the campaign, regional planning board, typecasting us a little bit. I mean, they use Savoy's plan as our example in their presentation. We don't wanna be Savoy, we wanna be Lono. So, I don't think it's a terrible idea to look at somebody who can come in and give us fresh eyes without comparing us to the other small towns around us.
So,
What did, the other night we talked about, when MSA was here, he was talking about both of them, on the village board, I can't remember his name. Anyway, he liked one over the other, I thought he said, yeah, so, could they have looked at some other stuff that they did?
And I actually, so both MSA and RPC are gonna present to the board next week as well.
Okay.
But we're also gonna give our recommendation to it. One other thing that I noticed from talking to MSA was, they are very much on, like I said, the technology part of it and the web presence. And that goes along with something I'm gonna talk about miscellaneous tonight, and I promise I won't keep you guys much longer. So that's kind of where my mind went, was everybody is in this digital age, and you look at some of the stuff that we have, and it's not the greatest, you know, for the village, so. And they can incorporate some of that into the plan as well. So I think at this point, and I should have asked Mark for it, but I wanna go ahead and do it since there is four of us present. I mean, can we get a motion of who we think we should use, and then somebody second it?
Yeah, I'm motion to use MSA.
So Rich motion to use MSA?
I'll second.
Josie second.
So they're both gonna be at the meeting next week, and you have to tell one of them you're not gonna use them? I mean, people's feelings get hurt all the time, but I mean.
They need to present to the board.
Okay.
Themselves, because the board ultimately, we could say MSA all day long, and they may say, no, we're gonna go with this other one.
Oh, okay.
So, they need their time to be able to present.
Yeah.
And then we'll make our recommendation, and then the board can vote on it.
The board ultimately is going to decide, but they're trying to get a recommendation from the planning and zoning.
So, I guess, Do we need to do just roll call vote on it since you're online?
Sure.
Okay. Rich Cunnington?
Yay.
Josie Donovan?
Yay.
Jamie Snodgrass?
Yay.
And myself, yay. So that's what I'll be presenting to the board next week at their board meeting, is that we move forward with MSA for the downtown improvement plan.
Round 45.
And round 45, yeah. All right, last thing.
Hey, before you finalize the meeting, and I mean, you guys are the brains, you guys know more about this than I do. I've heard you guys mention a couple times, people like signs, they want to direct people to downtown, but I thought we had limits and rules on flashing signs, stuff like that. Do you see Buford's has that nice big old huge sign?
I've already reached out to Jeff Butler, and he already has the permit emailed to him.
Okay.
And he was going to fill it out, and
okay,
he's going to come in.
Well, and it wasn't on the road. I mean, it's behind.
True.
And I didn't know if there were so many feet, you know, if he was fine or.
When he brings this in, I'll look at it again.
Okay.
I'll go back through the ordinance and take a look at it where it's physically at. And as long as he's in compliance, it's a 1-year permit, but it can only be there for 4 weeks a year as a temporary.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sign. So that's.
Yeah, that's a big. That's a big
board.
Right
there.
Yeah.
So. And I looked at the ordinance earlier today, and the mayor looked at it, the clerk looked at it, and then that's why I have that here tonight. So everything's all good there. Miscellaneous. So one thing that my wife brought up, and I've had a couple other people bring it up, people don't realize we have a park over here by the water treatment plant where the ponds are, and there's a great concrete walking path.
We went sledding there.
Yeah, snow hill. Well,
nice.
Mini snow
great
hill.
Great sled
yeah.
hill.
Yeah.
But there's nothing out there. I would like to propose to the village that they do something out there. There needs to be some kind of trees, some kind of picnic shelter.
I mean,
we're
Wade?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we know anything about that? Because my husband and I have also discussed it, and we kind of wonder. Are you there? I'm frozen.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. We wondered if somebody's permitted it and it just didn't get finished. Is it public property?
It is.
Who initiated that?
I do not know. It is the village property. I've already confirmed that. And
okay.
I would like to propose to the village, if not in a zoning board planning sense, in a public member of the public, that they do something out there, because it does get in the summer, there's no shelter, and if you're walking your dog out there, you might need some shade for an older dog like what we have. Our old dog, he can make it twice around, he's done in the summertime. But it'd be nice to see picnic shelter, a small playground maybe out there.
Maybe stock the pond.
Stock the pond, which DNR would do.
Yeah, and then it's catch and release.
There are fish in the ponds.
Yeah, there is. But that's one thing, and I kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on it. I mean, is that something maybe we could, as a planning board, we could start looking at and put that bug in the village board's ear of, let's get this done before spring gets here and the nice weather and get something down there. Make the park, do some improvements to the parking lot a little bit, get that big pile of rock that's in there out so people can park there. And maybe it's as simple as if people don't want to look at directly at all that old sewer plant, put a, you know, privacy fence up between that and the park. And
or a row of pine trees or something? Or
yeah, row of pine trees or
juniper bushes or something.
Yeah. So if you guys don't mind, before
no.
our next meeting, email me some ideas of what you guys would like to possibly see down there. And I will definitely pass that along, because I would definitely like to see something happen down there. Yes, Noah.
RC Boat Pavilion.
There you go.
I don't think it's that big.
It's just like, not like full-on racing RC boat, remote control.
I know what you mean.
They also could double for a fishing thing, dock, whatever.
I got the drone. We can fish with the drone.
Oh, nice.
So
when they expand, when they redo the waste down there, is it going to be bigger?
The water treatment plant?
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're doing down there yet.
I'm just wondering, because I know
that will play.
They'll all go to the south. The
south.
They'll all go to south?
Yeah, they'll all go to the south, and maybe some to the west. They had a couple different ideas, proposals for that. One of them was to do a big drying bed or something out to the settlement pit or something to the south. It'll have to be bigger to keep up with the capacity.
At one time, they were across the silo to transport, you know, have some station out there that can do all this stuff here. At one time, I don't know whether it happened to that, but.
You'd have to have a lot bigger plant.
Right, and that's what was the deal. They were on, silo was one of, you know, expand it and everything at one time, where they looked at the capacity.
Oh, like both towns going in for a bigger plant in the middle and then put pump stations to.
A few years ago, and I don't know whatever, I mean, yeah.
It's not a horrible idea.
Talked about it or not.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, so that park is something else that's kind of on my agenda as well, because I know we utilize that. And there's a lot of kids that go down there and fish, and in the summertime, there is no shade. And that could lead to, you know, an issue down the road.
Even like putting a path from the road on the opposite side of the cemetery along the edge of the cemetery so that people can get back and forth without feeling like they're, you know, running through the graveyard, which they would be otherwise.
Yeah. So, well, do you guys have anything else? Josie, you got anything?
Can I?
No.
Proposal that we just for fun, everybody's talking about re-putting up a water tower, but I vote that the water tower be up on stilts, but instead of a traditional looking water tower, it looks like a giant rocket, and then that make it visible from 45.
There you go.
I'm just saying,
gotta have something unique.
Yep. That's the whole idea. We're the Unity Rockets,
I
and
would
our
give
water
that,
tower is a rocket. Yep.
I would still give that up if, you know, maybe at the corner of our block over here, you have a big town building with a clock tower or something like that. So the first thing you see, or you can even see it from 45, you know, the first thing you come over there and you see this, you know, municipal building, brick. Yeah, there you go. Exactly, exactly.
Is a rocket launch pad.
Yeah, right. Yep. There you go.
All right, so the next meeting will be February 10th, 2021 at 6 p.m. here. And all we need is someone to motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
Jamie motions to adjourn.
I second.
Rich second.
Get your Powerball tickets tonight.
You said it's big?
$500 million. And then Saturdays,
I don't know
Fridays,
where to buy a Powerball ticket.
Casey's. And then the Mega is $750 million on
Friday. Oh, wow.